Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
A hush falls over the crowd as the clock strikes 10. 10 p.m. Sunday night. Oh my god, what could it be? You all know what it is. It's time for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. Leading the charge tonight, yours truly, Mao, will be talking about things and playing lots of independent music, which is why you're here, I'm assuming. We got time to kill in the Cube Farm? One or the other, I'm just saying. Whatever your reason, thanks for listening, and thanks for being part of the sensation sweeping the nation that is Radio St. Pete. Ah, boy, yeah, this is the 88th show, and for all you keeping track at home, or abroad, or wherever. What are we going to talk about tonight? A little bit of Florida, I don't know, probably talk a little bit about politics. Yikes. And as the presidential politics race ramps up and all the insanity starts, so many piles of nonsense to sift through. But hey, that's what politics is all about, right? Yeah, change. No, there's no change. That's not true. But here is something that is some good news, upticking this music that I'm playing right now for you and others.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Do. Come on, baby. Oh, why you do me this way? Oh, run around, making all the rounds. Now, baby, do you think that's right? Can't you see what you're doing to me? Now, baby, now you know that ain't right. Well, I think of you every morning. I cry for you every night. Oh, baby, can't you see that you're killing? Let you go, babe, without a fight. Yeah, come on, baby. And now you know that ain't right. Found. Come on, baby. Oh, won't you hear what I say? Oh, won't you hear what I say now? My baby's going away. My baby's going away now. Yeah. True. So many times I sat and cried. So many times you told me lies. Don't you know, don't you know, you made me blue. Don't you care
girl, now is it real? So many times you put me down, so many times you ran around. Don't you care for me, girl? I remember all the time that you kissed and held me tight, always in my arms and by my side. But now with each passing day, your love seems to fade away. A love that was strong now has surely died. Don't you know, don't you know I love you, girl? Don't you know that you send my heart a whirl? For you, girl, I would do most anything to keep your love to everything. Don't you know, don't you know I love you, girl?
Ben Franklin invent electricity?
That's nonsense. I invented electricity. Ben Franklin is the devil.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Life sucks.
It does?
Yeah. But you know what makes life better?
What's that?
The Creature Feature with Doc and Clown.
You're right. Hey, you know, you bring up a very, very good point. When you're feeling down, you know, why don't you just go over to YouTube and in the search bar, just type in Creature Feature with Doc and Clown.
Yeah.
It'll make your day brighter because it's us showing you, presenting you an old style Creature Feature. You know.
Yeah, from like the olden days with cool movies. We're like a ray of sunshine in your dark, miserable, horrible life in your mother's basement.
Yikes. Grim. But we also have lots of other stuff. You know, like we found some old public access shows that I used to do, and there's all kinds of wacky stuff going on there. There's Darth Vader dancing with Ultraman. So it's not just Creature Features. There's all kinds of exciting stuff. And hey, while you're doing that, go on the internet, go on to Facebook, and join the Creature Feature with Doc and Clown Facebook page.
Hell yeah.
It's fun for the whole family. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you.
Who are you?
I'm Laura, your new neighbor. You all right?
She's beautiful. Say something clever. I fell on my bottom. No!
All right. That was a group called the Out of Sights. The CD I played it off of was Rock and Roll Dance Party. And of course, I played My Baby's Going Away. Don't You Know? And The Mongoose. Well, every time I read The Mongoose, I always think of the drag racer. It was Snake, Dom Perdone, the Snake, and then, I forget the guy's name, The Mongoose. Drag racing got very popular in the 80s, late 80s, and I think that was mostly due in part to the Matchbox cars, and then they had, one of those little slot car races that kids would try and set up at their house, and then of course that wouldn't work quite as good as it showed on the commercial, but I guess that's kind of what it's kind of what they do on commercials, isn't it? Lots of broken promises, broken dreams. But whatever, it was a lot of fun. Always remember them fondly. Snake and Mongoose.
Warning, better the fuzz than the angels. The law wants you alive. The angels aren't that particular.
They must have set this up back in Oakland.
Yeah, but they didn't say nothing about going to Palm Springs.
Now you're using your head, man. We'll catch them. The cops can have them when we're done with them, if there's anything left.
Now you can actually see the real Hell's Angels live their parts on the motion picture screen when the Hell's Angels 69, led by Sonny Barger, Terry the Tramp, and the original Oakland Hell's Angels prowl Las Vegas. It's the most violent chapter in their history. Vegas versus the Angels, shooting a $1 billion pot with a double cross that set the Angels on a trail of vengeance. See Hell's Angels 69, starring Tom Stern, Jeremy Slate, and Connie Van Dyke, with Steve Sander and the original Oakland Hell's Angels. Hell's Angels 69 in color is rated M, suggested for mature audiences.
And I'm back. Yeah, where was I? Who knows? Maybe I just went away in my brain. That's not true at all. I've been here the whole time. So anyway, yeah, as alluded to, you know, it's ramping up for the politics and, oh, the shenanigans are off the charts for the 2016 election. Boy. You know, I'm not too sure what to make of this whole mess that's kind of brewing right now. You know, it would be just the normal run-of-the-mill who cares, but Donald Trump entered the race, and, well, I don't know. Donald Trump is a different kind of a fellow, I guess you'd say. He's uncensored, which a lot of people are saying are applauding that. And I look at it as another way of disgracing America. We're sinking even lower with, you know, we seem to really prop up ignorance and brash like stupidity. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know. The funniest thing is with this kind of person, or like how like the NFL will always prop up like one real big loudmouth guy, and they put him, they'll never take the microphone out of his face. That's because while the person is like, yeah, look at how awesome I am, all the media is doing that because they know eventually, if you keep your mouth open long enough, your foot's going to go in it, and you're going to say something really crazy, and that craziness is going to spin out of control for like 2 weeks worth of like news coverage, and what will he do, and oh my god. So while the clowns are happy to stand up and dance, they don't realize that the media isn't laughing with them, they're laughing at them, and they're just waiting for that perfect moment. And I think Trump might have already done that just today or yesterday. But let's listen to some music, because I don't want to make this the political hour on Radio St. Pete.
Stay back, I got a chainsaw.
Uh-oh. Take the specifications from the customers and you bring them down to the software engineers.
Yes, that's right.
Well, then I just have to ask, why couldn't the customers just take them directly to the software people, huh?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because engineers are not good at dealing with customers.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
You know, if only there was a place to go for hours and hours and hours and hours of entertainment. For free.
For free? Nothing's free.
If only there was such a place. Wait, hold on. I have a thought coming into my pea brain. There is such a place.
No, really, for free.
For free. Go to bunchofdorks.com. There, you're going to find three, count them, three podcasts.
Wow, you mean people talking and stuff?
Talking into your ear holes and fulfilling your lives and making you think about things like deep, meaningful
things.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, so go to bunchofdorks.com and click on any one of the three awesome buttons. What are those buttons, Dr. Morbius?
Well, the Slow Robot, a go-go, which is, I think, is a movie thing, isn't it? Like B-movies?
It's all B-movies all the time. And it, other things.
And then there's Two Dimension, the comic book podcast with no direction. Which
it's all filled with comic books and other things.
And no directions.
And directionless.
So you might get lost.
So send them a compass in the mail. They would enjoy it.
And then there's a bunch of dorks.
The longest running podcast in the history of the known universe.
It's like a hub of entertainment.
It is a hub of entertainment for your ears.
Wow. Okay. And other parts.
And other parts. So go to bunchofdorks.com and click on the buttons and laugh your days away as you slave away in your cube farms.
And now with fuzzy dice.
Nice.
It's in your nature to destroy yourselves.
Yeah. Major drag, huh?
It's so scary, we dare you to see The Monsters Crash the Pajama Party, the first movie ever filmed in horror vision, Hollywood's latest miracle. You'll scream as fiendish movie monsters actually become alive, then crash right out of the screen, go into the audience, and carry screaming girls from their seats right back into the picture to become part of the movie. We warn you, horror vision is not 3D. The movie monsters become real flesh and blood. Be sure to see The Monsters Crash the Pajama Party in horror vision and color.
They built in a fail-safe device.
Which is what?
For your lifespan.
All right, before the break, way back when, I played for you the Hula Girls, new band that we just picked up maybe a month or so ago. Really love these guys. I played for you, for this is from the CD Curse of the Tiki. I played Curse of the Tiki, Suck 'em Up, Hula Billa Honey, and Hawaii's Not That Far Away. And it really isn't if you think about it. Or if you listen to a lot of Hawaiian music like I do. I have a very eclectic brain as far as music is concerned, and though I listen to very aggressive punk and metal and all that kind of stuff and Indian garage, I also have a pretty extensive Hawaiian music LP collection. When records, vinyl records were in their heyday, Hawaiian music was big. So there are some really primo Hawaiian music out there. You just gotta keep trolling around. It shows up on just about every one of those 10-cent bins. Oh, excuse me, I grabbed the mic player. I'm going crazy. If you dig Hawaiian music, you can go out and find that stuff pretty cheap. 10 cents a record at most places. And here's a little bit more music for your ears and enjoyment. Put a smile on your face, doesn't it? Yeah, it's nice.
I'm alright, honey. Please come down, don't fail.
Thank you.
Turn that down just a little bit.
Well, I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
Yeah, no, I know you're allowed to. I was just thinking maybe like a, you know, personal favor.
Well, I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because I enjoy listening at a reasonable volume.
Thanks.
From 9 to 11.
Melton.
All right. Wake up, all you out there. That wakes you up, doesn't it? Yes, it does. That is a group called Lulu's Marble. I found them. I stumbled upon them in a record shop in Japan. Totally blind bought their album. And boy, I fell in love with them. I brought them home. I hadn't even listened to them because I didn't have a record player when I was over there. Brought them home, put the record on, and I immediately had to go out and get everything else they've ever done because I love them so much. I played for you Lulu's Marble. That was off their Love Rock CD. I played Roadrunner, Love Rock, Jack the Ripper, Witch, and then that little trail off there was Hanky Panky, which I don't know. They just threw that on just to be silly, which if you know Japanese garage punk girl bands, they're often a lot of screaming, a lot of aggression, working their aggression out, and also a little bit of fun and silliness too, which is what makes them completely the most awesome kind of music in the history of ever. So go check them out, Lulu's Marble.
The Davises have had a baby, but they're not sending out any announcements. Most new parents are a little scared when they have a baby. The Davises are terrified. You see, there's only one thing wrong with the Davis baby. It's alive. It's alive. Don't see it alone. Please. Rated PG.
Sarcasm is anger's ugly cousin. From now on, unacceptable.
And if sarcasm was unacceptable, I would have nothing to say. Yes, I'm very sarcastic. But I try to rein it in when I'm at my job or with family members and others. So anyway, yeah, as alluded to, you know, the presidential race is ramping up to full stupidity, full steam ahead, full stupidity ahead. And unlike... I'm what you would call, like, logical. So when I, you know, when I look at the bigger picture of presidencies and all the parties, oh, Democrat, Republican, you know, the reality of it is they're pretty much exactly the same on about 99.8% of everything, you know. That 0.02% that they that's the part they talk about. The part that they could care less about. They're not going to do anything about, but they trump it up like, oh, well, he's soft on gay marriage, and oh, she loves building deficit or something like that, which is all just so stupid. The reality of it is the quagmire that we've created in our politics, in our political system, is so deep and so entrenched, there is nothing that will ever get accomplished ever. You know, Congress is seemingly a job you can get that you can do zero things and become rich. I got to try and get me a seat on that because apparently you just do nothing. You do nothing for year after year and you just get rich and just do zero things. If I worked as little at my job as Congress did the last 12 years, I would have been out of a job at about 11 years, 11 months, and 29 days ago. So, yay for that. God bless you. Ah, well, I don't know what to say about it. I the only thing I do enjoy most about the when it's the presidential campaigning and all that kind of stuff is that it ends. And then then it goes away for about 3 years, and then it ramps up again. So I just like when it goes away, because it's inconsequential to my life as I know it. I'm taking a very fatalistic view towards it, but prove me wrong, government. Alright, here's some more music to lift your spirits after that Debbie Downer talk I just did. Yikes. Wake up, man. I gotta be a little bit more bright and sunshiny, huh? Yeah. No, I don't. I can't. I'll try, though.
Follow me upstairs, like now.
Right now? But shouldn't I train this guy?
I think he can figure out how to sit on his ass and watch TV all day.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
Fairly jet-y style.
aller à Paris, c'est pas très loin. Je vous attends à Paris.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life, Tom.
Yes. Yes, it's horrible, this idea.
All right, that was the ever-uplifting Petty Buka off of the Audrey Benton, off the Benton label out of Japan. I played for you Nel Bleu de Pino. I don't know what that means. Shoujo-ji, the Hungry Raccoon, which is a fun, silly little kind of like a fairy tale or nursery rhyme from Japan. I know my favorite group in the history of the world, 5678, does a cover of that, which is awesome, so check that out. And then I played for you one that, believe it or not, brings a tear to your truly's eyes. Perhaps. I don't know why. It just kind of gets me. It's one of those sweet songs that brings back better times or whatever. Music is a very personal and powerful and emotional thing, isn't it? I don't know what might have been happening in my life during that time, but whatever it was, that song rushes me back and makes me think of it and then rushes me back to forward within a second, and I don't know why, but there's a slight tear in my eye. Could it be joy? Could it be sadness? I don't know. I tell you what is sad, though. That's the end of the show. Can you believe it? This hour flies by. And if you're listening to me on archives, please tell your friends to tune in and check us out. It'll be great for everyone. That's it for this week. My name's Mao. This has been the Indie Circuit, and we'll see you next week.